The Brick Skeller. You just can't fool all of the people all of the time. Over the course of the year I spent working in D.C. for the ARC, I also worked as a stand-up comedian. Don't ask me how I got the job. There was a place called the Brick Skeller downtown where folk singers would perform, playing guitar with little amplification. Sounds prehistoric, I know. These were the final moments of that era of the singer-songwriter auto-harpist. The manager was looking for a couple of comedians, and I, who had performed 6 times in my life, went down to audition. Apparently, with the exception of the guys on the Hill, there weren't any comedians in Washington, because I got one of the jobs. So every other weekend, without any act whatsoever, well, I had an act, if you can call those stories about my sex life an act, I would go in and do 3 half-hour sets. I would tell the story of the ascent of the left breast to the nipple, or sexual education as taught by my gym teacher through sex ed films, or trying to lose my virginity to the girl who didn't know where it was supposed to go. Those semi-prepared sets were bad, but my backup set was even worse. I would talk about what happened at the office that week, or about how I felt about the government. You really shouldn't be winging it when you aren't very good. The audience gets mad when you are neither comfortable on stage nor that funny. Watching me try and light a cigarette while I was on stage was terrifying at best. It would take me a good minute and a half to get the shaking cigarette to the shaking match. But for some reason, I kept going back. Any sane person would have called it a day. I was always in a panic when I stood up in front of a crowd or just a few people. It always scared the shit out of me. Learning to be a comic is like learning to be a boxer with your hands tied to your sides. You just take hit after hit, and while you are getting pummeled, you figure out, wow, if I just did this, I wouldn't get hit. Then you get hit again. I was knocked out a lot that year, but I learned a lot. I learned I would probably not be much of a comic.